The Senate Interim Committee on Tax Administration Practices has been named in recent days. You are one of the folks who is serving on that. Let's start by going through what led us to this point. What is the reason for the formation of this committee, at least to your understanding?
Well, a series of events that have created a troubling pattern. Actions by the Department of Revenue over the last several years, the way they've handled information, to what seems like shifting sand when it comes to what taxpayers and small businesses should expect to be solid ground as far as what the rules are going to be, has led us to this place. In fact, during this past session, I sponsored and passed Senate Bill 584, which clarified some of those things with regard to how certain businesses would be taxed, specifically amusement versus fitness centers, and the way that the rules had been interpreted to tax them. We tried to clarify some of those things, and it really brought to light a number of actions that the department had taken, which were not really in the best interest of the taxpayer. And so I really applaud and appreciate the pro tem's calling and appointing of this interim Senate committee, this select committee. My hope is that it will strengthen accountability and legislative oversight and, number one, protect the taxpayer so that they can have some certainty there. So I think that's why we're where we are and going forward where I hope we wind up with that certainty, protecting the taxpayer, and again, the increased accountability and legislative oversight.
Comes at a time also where, courtesy of Senate Bills 509 and 496, we're seeing a change in tax policy that'll take place over the course of time. And as you mentioned, the State Revenue Department have been talked about at great length both last year and during the regular session this year. Safe to say this is kind of a follow-up to some of those concerns and others that may be out there.
I think so, Dean. And one of the things is what we attempted to do during this legislative session was specifically say that the burden of proof must be on the government rather than the taxpayer in correcting or addressing a concern. The taxpayer should not be guilty until proven innocent. The taxpayer, like anyone else, should be innocent until proven guilty. And that job falls on government. That burden of proof should fall on the Department of Revenue and not on the taxpayer to prove that he's innocent. So I think that that was a major success during this legislative session. But through that effort, it really highlighted some of these troubling patterns at the Department of Revenue. And I believe that these seven members that will serve on this committee under the leadership of Senator Krause will be very thorough in their investigation. And I believe that we will be diligent to look for and root out any things that are not being done correctly and hopefully, again, increase accountability and legislative oversight. And at the end, we're all there to serve the taxpayer, and if we can keep that in mind, things will be much better.
Depending on what would be discovered by this particular panel, do you anticipate seeing more results that are expected? Probably won't be anything unexpected to come from the findings of this particular committee?
Well, we will go wherever the information takes us. I'm sure that under Senator Krause's leadership, we will leave all options on the table. The department needs to know that the legislator is the boss. The legislature is the boss because we represent the people and we're there to serve the people. There is accountability. We approve their budget or we don't approve their budget. There has to be some accountability there. I'm sure that, again, we will be diligent to look at all information and ask the right questions. We'll go where the information leads us.
Early on, obviously, but do you expect that maybe the findings of this committee might lead to legislation down the road, if not next year, then maybe in years to come?
Well, it's always possible based on what our findings are. Of course, we will be compiling a report which will be returned to the General Assembly in December, which is part of our charge that will be required for us to do. And many times out of interim committees and these reports, the spotlight is shined upon an area which needs to be addressed. And I'm sure that if that's the case, the General Assembly and the Senate in particular will take action that's necessary.